Hi, I'm Michael Morisi.
And I'm Keir Graf. We're the hosts of the Filmographers Podcast, where each season we'll watch one director's entire filmography, one film at a time.
In our inaugural season, we're spotlighting the prolific and versatile Steven Soderbergh, a man who has made Oscar winners and box office blockbusters, and also obscure art films that managed to lose money even though they were made on shoestring budgets.
Mike and I are both working writers who have done a lot of different things. Mike has written a bazillion comic books and two produced screenplays.
And Keir is no slouch himself. He's published over a dozen novels in different genres under several different names. He even writes with James Patterson.
We think Soderbergh is the perfect subject. He's a working class guy who takes each project on its own terms and tries to bring each film in on time and on budget. And he's not afraid to take chances with the movies he makes or how he makes them, pioneering new boundaries in both story and filmmaking itself. We'll examine his movies in order, a new one every week, discussing why it succeeded or failed, while looking at it in the context of the Hollywood landscape at the time it was released.
We care about how working artists make a life in the arts, and we'll be sharing our own experiences when they're relevant. But above all, we're interested in the big picture, so we won't give lengthy plot summaries, and we will share spoilers. And we promise not to start each episode with a half hour of filler about our personal lives.
Hey, Mike, how was your day?
None of your business, Keir.
That's the spirit. Listeners, please follow the Filmographers Podcast on your platform of choice. And join us on our journey to watch all 35 feature films of Steven Soderbergh, Hollywood's most unpredictable director.
Are you sure you counted right?
I think so. Should I have counted 90210 Live, the Yes concert film?
No, absolutely not, no. But Soderbergh has at least one more movie coming out this year, and who knows what he's got on his iPhone.
Then we'd better get started.